Psalm chapter 7, a very familiar verse. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. What's going on here? Well, God is not only ready to save, but he's ready to punish. We see that in this text. He's a righteous judge. He feels indignation every day. So, yes, Romans 10, he's out there pleading with people, but also he's there. Let's put these images together. He's out there pleading. He's in front of these sinners, and they have a knife. Want to charge at him, but the problem is he's got a gun, or he's got this bow, and it's drawn back, and it's bent, and he's ready to fire. But he doesn't want to fire. He's pleading with them. Come. Don't make me shoot. Right? The good picture that you might think of, again, here's a man with a knife, and another guy's got a gun, and you think it's, well, definitely the guy with the gun's going to win. And you think maybe the person with the knife is in real danger, and they are in a sense, but then you turn around and you get another look, and you see the one with the gun, his tears are pouring down his face, and he's saying, drop the knife. Drop the knife. Please, come. This is the picture. Yeah, he's ready to punish, but he's ready to save. He's ready to deliver. That man with the gun does not wish to harm the one with the knife. He desires peace, and he would save that man if he could. This is the way God pleads and threatens the sinner. He's ready to punish, but he's equally ready, more ready to put his weapon down and to save. Ezekiel 33:11 says it this way, say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from their way and live. We usually stop there. Let me just finish the verse. Turn back from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? See the pleading?